Self-esteem workbook. Gain self-esteem and confidence, healing through love and affirmations for women, men, and teens. Written by J.P. Edwin. Narrated by Marcia Person. Introduction. Our happiness and overall mental health are tied to a great extent on our thoughts. There is no way you can live a happy and fulfilling life if you think of yourself as a scumbag, good for nothing, ugly, inefficient, dull, and a useless fellow. It takes believing you are worthy, deserving, and capable of achieving greatness to pursue a lifestyle of greatness. You tend to behave in ways that will have you feeling worse about yourself and depressed about your life when you have low self-esteem. And when your mental or physical health is poor, your dreams and potential suffer for it. Although it may seem impossible, like there is no change in the way you see yourself and how you feel about yourself, building a healthy self-esteem is attainable. This book will show you, in the simplest way, how you can silence the criticizing voice, learn to accept and love yourself, stop worrying about what others think of you, and raise your sense of self-worth. In case you haven't noticed, nearly everything that makes people happy, marriage, raising a family, a great job, self-respect, and so on, requires work. Self-esteem is like that too. It also requires a bit of your time and effort. So, get ready to do more than just reading this book and feeling good about yourself for a couple of days. To become the confident person you've always wanted to be, you have to read. Practice, and keep practicing. Consistency will get you there. Chapter 1. Understanding Self-Esteem. People who have no self-esteem often think that they will become confident and happy with themselves when their current situation changes. Seeing a beautiful face when you look into the mirror will make you walk with your shoulders high. Having caring parents will make you feel normal and happy. Scoring all A's in your exam will enable you to look your classmates in the eye and say whatever you want. Your neighbors will respect you when you own a car that will boost your confidence. Getting married will elevate your status and, in turn, make you feel less inferior about yourself. Self-esteem, or the lack thereof, is related to external circumstances. If A or B happens, my self-esteem will increase, or so they think. While it is possible that you will see yourself in a better light and get a sense of self-worth from achieving great things, that level of highness you feel will most likely not last. Why? Self-esteem is basically a state of mind, although the current state of your life and other people's opinion of you may have a bearing on your self-esteem. The ultimate determinant of your self-esteem is your thoughts. Take this scenario for instance. Unemployed Miss A thinks Miss B, who is employed, is more intelligent and better than she is. Employed Miss B tells herself that she would have been running her own business by now if only she was as smart and efficient as her entrepreneur friend. Then there is Miss C, who is also unemployed but thinks her situation is not as a result of her not being good enough, but because she has yet to develop the skills needed for the job. What differentiates Miss C from both Miss A and Miss B? The way she sees herself. Miss C understands that she doesn't possess the skills that will land her the job she wants, but instead of thinking there is something inherently wrong with her, she singles out the problem and separates it from her core being. Between Miss C and Miss B, who do you think lives a happy life? It's Miss C, of course. As humans, we are aware of our identity. Hating the way we look, how we act, or the family we come from automatically cripples our sense of self-worth. Your level of self-esteem usually depends on how much you like and appreciate yourself. Don't confuse healthy self-esteem with too high or overly inflated self-esteem, though. Thinking you are superior to everybody.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?